we're going to check sports. All right? Now, if you were a New York fan yesterday, it was a tough, tough day. First of all, the Yankees lost to Toronto 3-2. Vlad Guerrero walks off the game. Well, the Yankees have to take that. I think the Yankees have 14 walk-off wins this year. In other games, the Pirates over the Reds 8-3, the Braves over the Nationals 8-0, and the Orioles pounded the Red Sox 14-8. All right. So that's what happened there. Now, taking a look at the NFL, the Giants played a great first half. But once again, the second half was not so good, and the Giants lost to the Cowboys at home 23-16. So you have a logjam in the NFC East. I think Philadelphia is 3-0. The Giants and Cowboys are 2-1. And then there's the Washington Football Club. We don't really care about that. Interesting thing happened, though, yesterday. Aaron Judge, did he hint at what he's going to do in free agency? Judge walked into the Rogers Center in Toronto on Monday night with a potential message for all on the front of his hoodie. Quote, New York or nowhere, end quote, was written in blue letters across the gray cotton. It's a popular New York City lifestyle brand, but fans might not see it that way. New York or nowhere. Before the season began, Judge turned down an 8-year contract worth about $230 million, reportedly looking for a 9-year deal worth around $320 million. He set the deadline for opening day and said he wouldn't talk about the contract until after the season. Well, what a season. What a season. So anyway, that's the deal on Aaron Judge at this moment. Bad news out of the NFL. Hope it's not too bad. Cleveland Browns' Myles Garrett was hospitalized following a single car crash after practice yesterday. And the Giants got their fans upset last night. The team settled for a field goal late in the game. They were hoping to get the ball back. What can you say? They were hoping to get the ball back. Get some points. Maybe something happens, you get the ball back. And if you do, you try to get a touchdown and 2-point conversion. Stifle it, you fans criticizing. They're playing much better football. I mean, the defense hasn't given up more than 20-some points all season long. The offense just didn't score enough this time. They play hard. So stop it. Don't be crybabies. All right? Don't be crybabies. All right, latest college football poll. North Carolina State is back in the top 10 for the first time in 20 years. 20 years. The last time they were in the top 10 was in 2002. All right. Also joining the top 10 now this year was Tennessee following their win over number 20 Florida. Tennessee hasn't been in the top 10 since 2016. Well, the way it breaks down, it looks like this. Georgia is first 4-0, Alabama second 4-0, Ohio State third 4-0, Michigan 4-0, Clemson 4-0, USC 4-0, Kentucky at 4-0, number 8 Tennessee at 4-0, number 9 Oklahoma State at 4-0, and number 10 North Carolina State at 4-0. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.